Passage 2.
Hemophilia results when a gene fails to produce the protein needed for the blood to change from a liquid to a solid. The defective gene is passed from parents to children. People with this disease suffer uncontrolled bleeding. This can result in pain and permanent damage to the joints and muscles. Researchers consider hemophilia the best disease for gene therapy because it is caused by a single defective gene. Scientists carried out an experiment. They tested gene therapy in 6 patients with severe blood disease. First, they removed skin cells from the patient's arms. The researchers grew the cells in the laboratory. They added copies of the needed gene taken from healthy people. Then, they created hundreds of millions of genetically changed cells. They placed these cells into the patient's stomachs. After 4 months, the amount of solid substance in the blood increased in 4 of the 6 patients. Some of the patients reported a decrease in bleeding problems. However, 10 months later, the solid substance was no longer in the patient's blood. It is not clear if the cells put in the blood, in the body, died, or the added genes stopped working. The researchers say the study showed that gene therapy is safe for people with the disease, but others expressed concern about the treatment because the effects were only temporary.
Questions. 1. What is true about hemophilia? 2. Why do researchers take hemophilia as the best disease for gene therapy? 3. How does the gene therapy work? 4. Why are some researchers concerned about the therapy? 5. Which is the best title for the passage?